Hello,
Hello.
good evening. Yeah, good evening, sir. My name is Jay. We just called in to conduct an opinion poll about issues affecting your community and elections in your area of Texas. We would like to include your response to the study, sir. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in the state of Texas?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else? What do you consider yourself?
Democrat.
Democrat. And thank you very much for taking the time to help me. It means a lot to us. Now, there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Albrecht and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local office like a state legislature. Now, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, sir? Probably? Or you will wait or not vote on the primaries?
Probably
vote in the primaries. Thank you. Now, next, please, sir, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion on each of the following people or organization. Here's the first one. If you don't recognize the name, you let me know so we can move on, okay? Now, the first one is Roland Gutierrez. Do you have an opinion about Mr. Gutierrez, favorable or unfavorable?
No opinion.
Okay. How about Clay Jenkins?
Negative.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
I would say somewhat.
Somewhat unfavorable. How about Victoria Naive Criado?
No opinion.
Have you heard? No opinion. How about Elizabeth Ginsburg? Favorable or unfavorable?
Yeah, no opinion.
No opinion. And Joe Biden, favorable or unfavorable?
That's a hard one.
Have somewhat favorable and somewhat unfavorable. That's the middle option.
I said somewhat favorable.
Okay. And how about Jasmine Seidman?
No opinion.
Okay. And Colin Albrecht, favorable or unfavorable?
No opinion.
No opinion. And Planned Parenthood, the organization, favorable or unfavorable?
I would say... no opinion.
Okay. And how about Ron Kirk? Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Barry, or somewhat favorable?
Who was that?
Ron Kirk? Favorable or...
favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. And Nathan Johnson, favorable or unfavorable?
No opinion.
Thank you, sir. I do appreciate your patience. Now, in the Democratic primary for Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Seidman or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today, just for the sake of research?
No opinion. I really don't know.
Understood. Now, which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? According to your opinion, of course, is it the gun issues, sensible gun sales laws requiring red flag?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first one.
Okay. Now, is the issue of guns that is worry you the most? Is that sensible gun sales laws? And how about abortion, Texas laws?
That's two different questions.
Yes, no, but the question is, which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Yeah, and which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Okay, is it the gun issue, in which is sensible gun sales laws requiring a red flag, mental background check, and raising the age of 21 for buying assault weapons, style weapons, or abortion? Or Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms, or voting rights, which is restriction on voting, election denial, and threat to democracy, or the issue of education, which is when Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teachers' pay. Now, all the local control, which is the state Republicans preempting local laws and grow control and zoning and working rights, which, if you have to pick one, what would be the one, the most important issue?
Education.
If you have to pick a second one, what would be the one? guns, abortion, voting rights, or local control?
Let's say local control.
Thank you, Sherry. And now moving on. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of Texas State House do you prefer? Is one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message, or one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party?
I'd say the first.
And next, sir, please rate each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for the Texas State House. It's Jasmine Simon. Now, this statement will lead you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or that has no impact on your opinion one way or the other. Now, here's the first statement. Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and a courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state obligation to public education. Now, will that statement make you definitely vote for her, probably, or no impact?
Probably no effect.
No impact. Okay, how about the next one? Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republican extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures, even when a woman's life is in danger. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
No effect.
And Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorsed Jasmine Simon because she's the fighter with the broad appeal to Democrats needed to defeat Morgan Meyer in November. Definitely, probably, or no impact on your opinion?
No effect.
Okay. And Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age, purchase assault weapons, and expanding mental health background checks. Definitely, probably, or no impact on your opinion?
No effect.
And Jasmine and her husband had raised their children in the Park Cities. Same question, same option, sir.
No effect.
No impact on your opinion. Now, Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk where their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ+ community, making Texas less desirable, a place for doctors, professionals.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me? I'm still here. Okay. Statement? I'm sorry. I don't know if you hit the statement. But
that statement would make me less likely to vote for her.
Does not have. Okay. Let's probably vote for her or no vote for her. No impact or definitely.
No. No, would make me less likely to vote for her.
Okay. Less likely. Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, Jasmine will be the strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic, killing thousands of Texans. Now, would that statement make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or has no impact?
Probably no effect.
No impact. Now, Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. Now, this starts by flipping this House seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense problem-solving approach. Is that statement would make you definitely vote for her, probably, or no impact?
No effect.
No effect. Now, Jasmine Simon is a successful partner of one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek path to legal immigration. Same question, same option, sir.
No effect.
No effect. Now, Jasmine Simon is a successful partner and one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Definitely vote for her, probably, or no impact?
No effect.
Okay. And Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ESPCA, and Operation Kindness, Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Grace. Is that statement will make you vote for her? Definitely, probably, or no impact?
No effect.
Okay. And the last, Jasmine is a self-made success and the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. Okay. Now, Jasmine is a self-made success the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot of living in the American dream. Definitely, probably no impact on your opinion.
I would say it would be more positive than negative, but it wouldn't be enough to make me vote for her.
Understood, sir. We're almost done. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, in Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities. Will that statement make you vote for her, probably, definitely, or no impact?
No impact.
No effect. Thank you, sir. Now, moving on real quick. Now, Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee, and he's a respected Dallas lawyer, working mom who runs her own small law firm, and a longtime Democratic Party activist. Now, Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, and fully funding public schools and expanding Medicaid. Now, sir, based on all this information about both Jasmine, Simon, and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today, just for the sake of a research?
I have no idea.
And that's very smart, sir. Thank you. Now, moving on real quick. Now, please, sir, as you know, in political campaigns these days, they often include negative statements. So about the candidates running. Now, please, sir, read each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg. Is that statement will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or it doesn't matter to you one way or the other? And remember, this is what you will hear during the campaign. We're not taking any sides, okay? Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Now, is that statement will make you definitely vote against, probably, or does it matter to you?
It doesn't matter to me.
Okay. And Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She's the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Definitely, probably, or does it matter in your opinion?
Doesn't matter.
And Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power. Is that statement would make you definitely vote against, probably, or does it matter?
Well, I would say no statement is so strong that it would
probably or definitely.
It would influence me not to vote for her, although
yeah.
I'm not a fan of Ken Paxton.
No, I understood, sir. But how should I record your answer? You would definitely vote against her, probably?
No, let's say probably.
Probably, okay. Now, and if Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature, by Liz Ginsburg, losing to Morgan Myers by a large margin just 2 years ago, it shows that she's not able to bring the change that Texas needs. Would that statement make you definitely vote against her, probably, or does it matter?
Doesn't matter.
And last one, Liz Ginsburg, a losing record, shows she's not the right Democrat to win the HD 108. In 2022, when all the Democrats came within 1% of their Republican, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer, and there is no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republican today. The same question, same option, sir. Probably?
No effect.
No effect. Okay. Thank you, sir. Let's finish this up. Now, after hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, would you vote for if the Democratic primary, if you had to choose today, just for the sake of research?
I have no idea.
Understood, sir. Now moving on. Just to finish this up, the
next
question.
Go ahead.
Two more questions. Lastly, having heard all the information and this poll, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democrat candidate for Texas Statehouse should fight for? If you had to pick one issue, what would be the one?
I would
gun control, abortion, protecting rights.
I would just say calling all decisions as they see them.
So no issue?
Making the best decision under the circumstances they can.
Understood, sir. And that's very, very smart. But if you have to pick one issue on your mind that they have to fight for, what would be the one?
I don't think there is one.
I know they're all important. Now, moving on, just a few more questions for statistical purpose only. Now, well, can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
65 and up.
Thank you, sir. And what's the last year of school that you have completed?
Law school, that would be...
Graduate degree?
Three years of postgraduate.
Okay. And do you consider yourself, sir, a liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative? How do you consider yourself?
I would say moderate.
Moderate. Thank you, sir. And which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background? African-American or Black, a Mexican or Latino heritage, Asian or Pacific or other Asian heritage, or Arab, Muslim, or White Caucasian, or something else?
White Caucasian.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure talking to you. This concludes the survey. Thank you. Bye-bye, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.